Before the war and after you left Perth College, what type of work did you do?
Well, my first job, I was in the up at what they call the SOI and RS branch of the military up at Francis Street, the headquarters in Francis Street. It was during the war. And the SOI and RS was Staff Officer for Returned and Invalid Soldiers, I think it was called. And I was there right up until the end of the war. And then they told us all that we ought to try and find some other job because the returned soldiers were all coming back and they would be given preference, you see, for the for any jobs up there. So we all started to look around and I went to the Children's Hospital. I was there as the shorthand typist for the secretary of the Children's Hospital.
What effect did the First World War have on your family?
Oh, a terrific effect. A terrific effect. Because my brother had only left school about 6 months. He went to Hale School in Perth. And because when he went away to the war, he was away 3 years in the trenches in France. And I think that they used to give them rum to keep them warm. And he acquired a taste for drink. And when he came home, it affected our family terrifically because I think that's why my father, we were living in South Perth, and he decided he'd buy a farm for him up in Toojay to get him away from all his pals in Perth. Because when they first came back, you know, they just squandered all their deferred pay on parties and drink and this sort of thing. And it upset my father terrifically. In fact, I just about broke his heart. And but he's come good now. He's, as a matter of fact, he's 92. I think what started him so on it so badly, when he was badly gassed during the last part of the war, and he was in hospital in London. And when he was discharged from hospital, the doctor said to him, "Well, you better go back and live it up, boy, because you won't live to see 40. Well, here he is, 92, but I think he took this to heart and he thought, oh, well, he'll live it up. He only had... But it was a shame, really, because it really spoiled him completely. But he has come good, though, since. I think when my father died, it gave him a big shock, and I think that sort of pulled him round a bit. But... it was sad, really. But my husband never went abroad. He was injured while he was up in camp, and he was discharged from Black Boy Camp. Well, really from the hospital in Fremantle, he was discharged from there. But and he worked in the council branch of the railways, and he was there all his life.